Good morning. Our Bible reading for today comes from Luke chapter 18, verses 15 through 17. Luke 18, 15 through 17. We're glad that you're with us today. We look so forward to studying together with you, and we're just glad to have this opportunity to be able to open up the Bible and read it and study it and apply these lessons to our lives. So let's begin today by going to Luke chapter 18, and we'll read verses 15 through 17 and look at as much as we can from this very rich section of Scripture. This is the story of Jesus and the little children. There were people that brought little children to Jesus, and we find in this passage what Jesus said about children. What did he say? Do you remember what Jesus said about these little children? We're going to look at what Jesus did say and teach, and we're also going to notice what Jesus did not say and what he did not teach in this passage about the state or the condition of little children. So it's very important for us, first of all, to notice the lessons that are taught here and apply them to our lives. But it's also important for us to notice very carefully what the wording is so that we can avoid certain doctrinal errors that have arisen over the question of the state of little children in the sight of God. So let's begin here today in Luke chapter 18, and we'll begin reading in verse 15. And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them unto him and said, Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, Whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. So this story begins with these people bringing these small children to Jesus Christ. I want you to notice what they're called. I want you to notice the words that are used in Luke's account to describe these little children. In verse 15, what is the word that Luke uses? It is the word infant. They are called infants there. In verse 16, the Bible refers to them as little children, and then Jesus again mentions a little child in verse 17. Now let's notice first of all the word infant in verse 15. Now Matthew does not use this word as he records this story. Luke does. And it comes from a very interesting word. This is the word that is used earlier in the book of Luke in chapter 2 and verse 12 and verse 16. That is Luke chapter 2, verse 12 and 16. Notice the word that is used here. The Bible, in talking about baby Jesus, says in Luke chapter 2, verse 12, And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And in verse 16, And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. The word babe here refers to a newborn baby, a baby that has just arrived outside of the mother's womb. He's just been born, and again, this refers to baby Jesus, the Messiah. The word babe here is from the same word that you find translated infant in Luke chapter 18, verse 15. You say, well, what's the importance of that? Well, if you turn back to Luke chapter 1, and you read verse 41 and verse 44, here's what you find. In Luke 1, verse 41, the Bible says, And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. Now we find the baby inside the mother's womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. In verse 44, she said, For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. So what do we find then? We find that there were infants, and it comes from the same word that we find translated babe earlier in this same book, that there were babes or infants that were brought to Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 18, verse 15. We find that the newborn baby Jesus is referred to as a babe in Luke chapter 2, verse 12 and 16, and we find also in Luke chapter 1, verse 41 and 44, where the Bible is referring to John the Baptist in his mother's womb, Elizabeth, before he's born, the unborn John the Baptist is also called a babe. The same word that is used to describe a newborn baby is also used in the Bible to refer to an unborn child. So there is no moral difference between a newborn child and an unborn child in the Bible. There is no moral distinction between killing a newborn child and killing an unborn baby. Now, folks, these are truths. These are points that people need to consider in the abortion debate and the abortion issue that is still an issue in our time that needs to be addressed straight from the Word of God. And here this morning, we have found that when the Bible talks about a babe, it makes no distinction between a babe inside the mother's womb and outside the mother's womb. It would be just as wrong to kill a newborn baby as it would be to kill an unborn baby. Now, moving on here in this story, we find that these people had a request. They had a request that Jesus would touch these babies or these little children in Luke chapter 18, verse 15. Now, in Matthew's account, in Matthew chapter 19, verse 13, the Bible says that they came so that he should put his hands on them and pray. So Matthew elaborates on why they came a little bit more than Luke does. There was more to it than just Jesus touching them. Jesus was supposed to pray for them. That's what they wanted. So they wanted Jesus to bless these babies and these small children. Now, how did the disciples react? Well, the Bible says that the disciples rebuked these people. The disciples thought that this was just out of place. They thought that these children evidently would be a bother to Jesus. They evidently thought that Jesus had more important things to do and perhaps women could tend to these children while Jesus took care of other matters. But it was the disciples who needed correcting here, and Jesus was the one who did it. So in verse 16, we find what Jesus did say. He said, "Suffer little children to come unto me." The word suffer there in the King James Version means to allow. So Jesus said, allow them to come. Permit them to come to me. Don't forbid them. Don't tell these people not to let these little children come to me. And here in verse 16, he calls them little children. Now, what an honor that was to be held, to be embraced by the Lord himself. And yet, folks, even though we can't be embraced physically by Jesus Christ, even though we cannot place our children in Jesus' arms of flesh, we can teach them to know him, and when they're older, they can lean on his bosom in a spiritual sense. Jesus said in verse 16 that when you look at these little children, he said, of such is the kingdom of God. What did he mean by that? Well, he doesn't mean that children are members of the church, but he means that you have to be like a little child to get into the church. This is what he says in verse 17. He says there, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. He says that you have to be like a little child to get into the kingdom of God. What does that mean? Well, it means that you have to be humble. You have to be teachable. You see, a little child trusts what he's told. And that's exactly what we have to do. We have to have faith. We have to believe. And a great commentary on what Jesus says here is found in Matthew chapter 18, beginning in verse 3, where Jesus said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So there Jesus said, you have to be converted, you have to become like a little child, and the word that you need to notice there, here's what it's all about, here's the lesson, is the word humble. You have to humble yourself like a little child. Can't have a chip on your shoulder, you can't be stubborn about it, can't hold a grudge, you can't be dishonest with the Bible, you have to open your heart to what it says, and you have to be willing to do it. You have to receive with meekness the engrafted word. You have to be just like a little child. Now this passage, folks, and I want to make sure that we notice this morning, this passage has nothing to do with baptizing babies. It does not authorize baptizing babies. It does not even mention baptizing babies. To be scripturally baptized, a person, first of all, has to know that he is a sinner. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 39, that infants and little children are not able to know the difference between right and wrong to render them accountable to God. So the scriptures do teach that we reach an age of accountability. an age of responsibility where we're able to discern between right and wrong. Well, a little child is not able to know that, not as far as his relationship to God is concerned. Oh, he can repeat certain things that his parents have told him, but in order to understand that, he has to reach the point in his life where he's mature enough to know the difference between right and wrong. To be scripturally baptized, a person must also believe on Jesus Christ. He has to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, that he died on the cross, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day. Now, an infant cannot do that, folks. A baby cannot believe on Jesus Christ because he does not understand. He cannot repent of his sins because repenting of sins means that you understand what sin is and that you're turning away from sin. Well, a baby or a small child is not going to be able to do that. And here's something else that has to be done in order for a person to be scripturally baptized. He must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Romans 10, 9 and 10. A baby can't do that. And so the Bible says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Mark 16, verse 16. I bring this up because back in the early 1800s, there was a meeting in Pennsylvania between some people who were trying to get back to New Testament Christianity. One of the preachers got up and spoke and said, "We ought to go by the Bible. We ought to speak where the Bible speaks and be silent where the Bible is silent." And after he'd preached on that for some time, there was a man there that made a statement that showed that he was still prejudiced toward his denominational traditions. That man stood up and said, "Well, if we adopt that as a basis, then there is an end of infant baptism. Why, if we do what you're saying and we just go by the Bible, we won't baptize babies anymore." Well, that's when the preacher responded to him and said, "Well, if that's the way that it is, so be it." But this man was not willing to let go of his tradition and his denomination. And here's what he said. He said with tears, "I hope I may never see the day when my heart will renounce that blessed saying of the Scripture, 'Suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven.'" That man was trying to say that when Jesus says these words in Luke chapter 18, verses 16 and 17, that he was actually authorizing infant baptism. Jesus was not at all talking about that, though. He does not mention infant baptism. He does not authorize it there anywhere else in the Bible, because the scriptures show us that a person must be old enough to understand, believe, repent, confess, and then be baptized for the remission of his sins. Luke chapter 18 has an important lesson, folks, and that is to be humble. And in order to be a Christian, we must have humility. Well, thank you for listening. It's been a joy to study with you, and we hope that you have a great rest of the day.